This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Here in Los Angeles, as in many other parts of the U.S., many young people get involved with gang-related crime. Many communities have tackled the problem with court injunctions. One of the latest gang injunctions was ordered in the suburban community of Oxnard, about 60 miles northwest of Los Angeles. Alex Cohen has the story.
The Colonia Chicas gang started in Oxnard around 50 years ago, according to local police. Now there are about 1,000 members, mostly male, mostly Hispanic, mostly adults. The Colonia Chicas lifestyle is celebrated in this song called Gangsta Games by a local band called Down. David Keith of the Oxnard Police says over the past 3 years, Colonia Chicas members have allegedly been involved in more than 2,000 crimes, including nearly 40 homicides. Keith says Colonia members usually have gang tattoos and that Dallas Cowboys attire has been adopted as the unofficial uniform of the gang.
The reason they did that was you take the C-O in Cowboys, you eliminate the W. So it's C-O Boys, that's what's left. And these are the Colonia Chicas.
Traditional forms of law enforcement just haven't been able to put an end to gang-related crime in Oxnard, says Deputy District Attorney Karen Wold.
When people are victims of gang crime, oftentimes they don't even report it because they're afraid. The gang members often use the name of their gang. They invoke it, Colonia Chicas, to let the victim know if you step forward and report this, there will be retaliation.
So Wold says, in an attempt to cut down on gang crime, the DA's office and the police department requested a gang injunction. In June of this year, a judge ruled that 49 men, identified by Oxnard police as Colonia Chicas members, can be arrested for possession of weapons or drugs. But the injunction also includes more controversial policies. It prohibits gang members from wearing Dallas Cowboys clothing and staying out past 10 p.m. But, says David Keith of the Oxnard Police, the injunction seems to be working. Ever since plans for it were announced in March, the streets have been incredibly quiet.
If you look at murders, attempt murders, serious assaults, things like that, we believe that over the last couple of years, the average number over the last few years versus what we've seen since late March, the numbers are in about 80%, 85% lower, which is just huge.
It violates my rights, you know what I mean? I get stopped every, all the time. I get stopped.
25-year-old Jorge Martinez was once a member of Colonia Chicas, but says he quit the gang 2 years ago after he was shot. Since the injunction went into effect, Martinez says he's been stopped by the police half a dozen times, often in front of his family members.
Why are these people stopping me if I don't have a record, if I'm not a criminal? Why? Because I'm Mexican. That's why. And I have tattoos.
And even those who may be current gang members have certain basic rights, argues public defender Neil Quinn. Quinn says one of his clients was arrested for violating the injunction by staying out past the curfew, even though he was just a few feet away from his home.
This injunction affects family relationships. It affects their ability to engage in personal activity, which is entirely innocent, and which has nothing to do whatsoever with gang or intimidation or any sort of bad action.
The use of gang injunctions has been controversial throughout the nation. Many law enforcement agencies have reported decreases in crime due to the court orders. Jeffrey Groger, professor of public policy at the University of Chicago, analyzed crime data before and after 14 gang injunctions went into effect in Southern California. He says injunctions are a relatively inexpensive way to improve the quality of life in gang-ridden neighborhoods.
If we can spend $100,000, $150,000, reduce violent crimes by 5 to 10%, these are areas where crime is pretty high, so that translates to a pretty substantial reduction.
But Groger adds there are some costs associated with gang injunctions that are harder to analyze. For example, he says, it's difficult to measure the effect injunctions are having on minority and low-income communities. The current injunction against the Colonia Chicas gang in Oxnard is temporary. In January of 2005, the judge who first issued the order will decide whether to make it permanent. For Day to Day, I'm Alex Cohen.